It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll get his thoughts on the ALDS. I'm getting choked up. Just we're at that point of the season.
The heck was that? You're getting, so the Browns are making you emotional too.
I believe there was a pierogi in my throat. That was probably I just finished up lunch. If you're asking why lunch at four, it's because, quite frankly, I didn't eat it earlier. I don't really eat dinner till like 8 or 9 o'clock now because of the show. I don't know why I'm getting so defensive about this, but it's a football Friday. It is an F off Friday. We got Jim to talk the ALDS coming up, but we're talking about the Browns right now. And we're having this conversation. You say you've got a good feeling about this game on Sunday. I'm saying I will ignore every feeling that I have about the Browns until they make me believe again. And I think that does lead us to the Browns' opportunity on Sunday, which I think for a lot of people, I'm not sure I'm there, but for a lot of people is save their damn season.
I think it 100% feels that way, and I think it has to. Like, if you get – and that's – that's the power of what kind of why I asked that question to Jason. Like, the idea that one win, it is kind of amazing in that sport, man. Like, one win can fix a lot of problems that you have. Even like, we've rattled off all the issues they've had. Pre-snap penalties, just penalties in general. Deshaun struggles, obviously. Guys dropping passes. The offensive line not being able to block anybody. Like, all these different things, but it's funny how, like, you get one and it can there's a momentum that almost builds. It can almost become like an avalanche where you just there's a confidence shift and it changes so many different things about the way that you're playing because you feel better about it. And I don't know, like, maybe that's part of it too, is like, I just see the power that a win like this could have for this team given how they started the season. And again, it's not that I trust them. I'm not going into this game like, I'm not doing the Ken Carmen guaranteeing kids that they're going to win the game. There's something that makes me feel like...
Should we go the other way? Should you maybe talk to elders? Like, get a couple people from an old folks home and guarantee them a win? 216-474-0092.
I don't want to be responsible for anybody at an old person's home dying this weekend because I guaranteed a win and then they, you know, have some health issue and they pass away.
If you are around a bunch of elderly people, if you work at a retirement home, if they would like Spencer German to guarantee a win and you'd like to leverage them and their desire to see another win before they expire, please call in now, 216-474-0092. They're not playing for their season on Sunday. This is desperate thinking. I understand the importance of a win. I'm not saying that this is not an important game. But the most overused phrase in the last 3 weeks, and quite frankly, I've used it too prematurely, is must win. Like, they got to just start playing better football. Like, yes, at some point that has to lead to wins. But, I'll be honest with you. If they have what effectively was, what was that, 2 weeks ago with Cincinnati, where it was the shootout, where it was, what, 38-33, If that's how this game goes, yeah, sure, I'm going to look at this and go, what the hell happened to the defense? But if I actually see this team come out and play a clean football game, the O-line looks better, Deshaun takes another jump, like, we're still at the point where the idea that this is a must-win or you have to save the season, that's not in line with reality. Like, yes, I understand the odds are against you if you lose this game, even more so, to then go try and make the playoffs. Okay, but you can't, like, we can't put so much weight on one game. Right now, they need to just get back to playing consistently and playing consistently hard as a team together and playing clean football. Yes, wins matter, but their season isn't over if they lose this game.
I mean, I think talk to me in a couple weeks in terms of games that matter, in terms of like, is this the season or not? Because I think once you get
you just
to
said this is the season. They're playing for the season on Sunday.
Oh, I think we had a there was something lost in translation there. I was kind of alluding back to the point why I feel good about it, but I said I understand why fans feel that way. But I'm with you. I mean, we started the show talking about which team needs to win more, the Guardians, the Browns, and I said the Guardians. And for that reason, like, yeah, there's still a chance you can dig yourself out of whatever hole you create for yourself if they add to that this weekend, because you still play a lot of AFC teams. You still play all your division games. Those are the things that are even more pressing. And so that's why I say, like, in a couple weeks, Bengals, Ravens, back-to-back, I think that's the stretch where we start having that conversation if the losing continues, because then you're talking about games that really matter in terms of tiebreakers in the AFC, but also within your division. Like, there's still a path where you win out in your division somehow, and these games are all ugly. Maybe they're ugly games. You muck it up a little bit because that's what AFC North football, as everyone always says, is. And then you're able to stack some wins and make some things happen. So, no, I don't think this game is for the season, but I do think fans will view it that way because they've already kind of lost a lot of hope with this team given how the last couple weeks have gone.
I just think I look at this and I think this is a great opportunity for the Browns, because I think it starts with, I think the Commanders are the 2018 Browns. And now this is a little different because we actually saw a young quarterback play good football before, like, the head coach got fired. But everybody's rooting for the, now that Dan Snyder has been shipped off to his yacht in Italy permanently with a $3 billion severance check. I think it was $7 billion, but still, who's counting? Now that Snyder's out of there, now that, you know, they've kind of been through the ringer, I think people are rooting for the Commanders. And I think Jaden Daniels, in the way he's playing, is so eye-popping. Every time we get a new young kid that could be that guy, that next guy, the great guy to challenge Pat Mahomes into Joe Burrow and get into that category, we get super excited. From that point alone, this is a great opportunity to change how people think about you.
Yeah.
Even if it's, again, not just by winning, but by truly playing your best game of the football. Well, I think that's part of the opportunity at stake right now.
Well, and listen, again, understanding that, yes, there is actually more to lose for this Browns team in terms of, like, the locker room and just the vibes around this team and all that. All the things that have gone wrong before with this franchise, I get that. That's part of the reason why I get this feeling of, like, they don't, like, they have nothing to lose. That's another element. It's another piece of the pie in terms of why I feel that way, because like you said, you laid it out perfectly. The people are rooting for the Commanders. They are the darling of the league. Everybody's excited about Jaden Daniels. They're like, of this new rookie class, he's the guy everyone's now paying attention to because he's looked good through for the first 4 weeks of the season. Okay, so you're going into this game and it's like, it feels like you're almost playing with house money, because originally you probably would have been the team that people were looking at saying, you should win this game, Washington stinks. Now it's the opposite. Nobody's expecting the Browns to do anything in this game. So if you go out and your defense looks like it did last year, you can generate some pressure and you can be the team that makes Jaden Daniels look like a rookie, and that then sort of lays the foundation or sets the stage for you to have at least a solid offensive game, maybe score 20 points for the first time, and you walk out of there with a win. Not only does it change how people are viewing maybe Jaden Daniels, and they're like, okay, we got ahead of ourselves, it views how teams are going to feel about you now, because all of a sudden you beat the team that everyone's talking about.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sorry, I saw something in the DMs. Here's what, while you were talking, I was
thinking
about.
That was like somebody
Yeah, it was a comment that I can't read on air that Mac put in the damn DMs here that caught my eye as we're talking here. While you were talking there, what I think stood out is the Browns are in a bizarre situation of having no expectations. Literally, no one trusts this team. Nobody believes in this team anymore.
Exactly. Yeah,
and yet there's an insane amount of pressure. Because there are people calling out Deshaun Watson. They're kind of doing it in a dumb way because they said to bench a guy after he played his best game as a Cleveland Brown, or at least the best game of the season, but I digress. But there's a pressure of the criticism that comes with, still, the Deshaun trade. There's pressure of there's a butt ton of money being paid to these guys in this locker room and has them spending a lot of time on this team. And the funny thing is, even though no one's expecting anyone, there's still the pressure of expectations and not meeting them. So, like, this is like the weirdest, wonkiest situation to walk into where no one thinks you're going to win. No one really believes in you. And yet, there, like, theoretically, there should be no pressure on the Browns. And yet, I look at this and go, no, it's Washington that's playing with house money. No one thought they'd start 2-1. No one thought Jaden Daniels would be this good this early. And with the Browns, it's still, if you lose, it's going to be, I get that Jaden Daniels is special, but at what point are you going to get your crap together? Like, this is just, it is a win situation. There is a win here, win the game. But it's just so wild that there are no expectations, and yet you still have all the pressure.
Yeah, and listen, I just think there's something to be said for, you're right, like, in some respects, the fact that the Commanders are this good early on that nobody saw coming, it does kind of feel like, from their perspective, I'm sure, like, hey, yeah, we're just playing with house money, whatever. But I do think there is cachet and pressure that comes with becoming this team that everybody's talking about. I mean, the Browns have been there plenty of times where, oh, this is the year the Browns finally get it right. This is the, and then they start that season and they have a bad year. And it's like, now everyone says never the next year, nobody's picking them to win again. And I think the same thing kind of applies here. Like, through four games, this has been one of the top stories in the NFL, if not the top story in the NFL, how good Jaden Daniels has been. The fact that the Commanders are 3-1 and nobody saw it coming. And so that does carry some weight, even if, maybe it's not, maybe Washington fans don't necessarily view it that way, but I think there is a view, like, league-wide that, like, the Browns are going into this game like, okay, everyone's talking about them. We need to sort of shut that up and shut that down.
216-474-0092. Are the Browns playing for their season on Sunday? And I think, like, again, it's a no for me, but they are playing for so many things here, and there are so many things to gain other than just winning the damn game. And I think because Jaden is really, I mean, he's just caught this kind of soft spot for people around football. He's the darling of national media right now because of some of the numbers he's putting up. I think that's another shot for the defense to reprove themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, Miles,
it just feels like he's due for, like, what, like, he's played so well. At some point, like, a rookie quarterback's going to come back to the mean at some point. Like, I'm not saying he can't still be a really good player.
But isn't that a generality, too? Isn't that, like, a generic statement?
Probably, but it just feels like,
I feel like everything we're talking about with this team to pump ourselves up is a generality.
Here's maybe a better way to put it. I don't think, like, it's rare that a rookie goes through a whole season and they just, like, dominate their way through the rookie season and everything's slowed down for them and they're great. Like, there's always bumps along the way. Even if he's going to be a historically great player throughout his career, I just think, like, there's bound to be some bumps in the road. Why can't this Browns team be one of those teams that creates the bump in the road?
I do like that the basic point that we're at here in this game is, why not us? Like, it's so weird that we've gone from Super Bowl Super Browns 4 weeks ago ahead of that Dallas game to, well, why couldn't he have a bad game against you? And by the way, again, none of the things you're saying are wrong, but I just think, like, you know, it takes a lot to lose my trust when it comes to the Browns. They have perfected.
Well, sounds like they've lost your trust faster than they lost mine.
I mean, they've perfected it. They lost to two teams they had no business losing to, and they're 0-2 at home, and this is not tolerable. And so, like, I snapped. I was talking to Jason Stanford, middle of the segment, and I was like, you know what? I'm putting the defense on fraud alert because I'm done. I'm done giving them flowers. And I'm not mad. Like, I'm sounding very severe about this.
I want to be clear.
Like, I'm not, like, doomsday about it, but at some point, bleep or get off the pot.
I want to be clear, too. Like, I'm not I'm not sitting here trying to be like, oh, the defenses look great. Like, I'm not trying to tell you guys lies here. Like, I'm not like, the defense is still really good. And, you know, all the problems with Deshaun Watson are solved. And Jack Conklin and Jed Wills might play this weekend. So the offense is fixed. And, oh, here comes David Njoku. Maybe he's the reason. Maybe he'll catch all his passes and that'll solve that problem. There are a lot of problems. But this league is so week to week, man. Like, there are, like, sometimes all it takes is just that one win to get things back on track. And I just feel at some point, like, the Browns are going to get there. At some point, they're not going to keep, I just don't envision a world where they keep playing this poorly. I get it can happen. But we saw that in 2017. We saw that in 2016. But this team is too talented to just keep on losing this ugly and this miserably the entire season. So at some point, it's going to come together and lead to wins. Even if it's only one, two, three, four more wins, it's got to happen. So
talent's not why they're losing. And that's why I am where I am. Are the Browns playing for their season on Sunday? And woulda, coulda, shoulda. It's okay to say this if you're in Cleveland on 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.